Ding, 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 ding. Welcome to Good for Nothing, y'all. It's the one and only Lloyd, and I got my guest here. Introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Sam.
Sam, what a great name.
Thank you. I think it was my parents gave it to me.
Your parents did?
Yeah.
What an honor.
Yeah, I think so. I appreciate them for that.
Yeah, and the topic of today is manifestation. So, remember when I told you that story of if you get a big guy and he's just, you think no way in hell you're going to beat him in a fight, right? Mm-hmm. But in reality, you fight that guy. You lose. You get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
But in your mind, you won that fight.
That's right. he's on to something.
You won that fight, yeah. Right?
But no one.
No.
Maybe
no.
Physically, but what does physically, that matter?
But mentally.
Yeah.
No, you this won is that
huge,
fight.
Yeah. No, this is huge.
This guy could be 6'5", like The Rock. Imagine The Rock, right? Even though he probably can't fight, right? Imagine.
The Rock?
Imagine like The Rock. Yeah. Or maybe like, here's a more realistic, like John Jones.
Okay.
All right, John Jones whoops your ass. Wow. That would be an honor. He didn't win the battle because in your mind, you won that fight.
Damn. Yeah, wow. No, see? No, he's onto something. It's the same thing like, you know, someone shoots you. Right, maybe in the stomach, the leg, the head, and it's all about your mindset going into it. So yeah, you might get shot, but as long as you think to yourself like, what harm does that really do to me? You know what I mean? You might have shot me physically, but like,
exactly,
that's what I'm saying.
I remember I did a motivational speech. I was making a parody. Somebody can hit me with a bus right now, but guess what I'll do? I'll get right back on my feet. And continue on.
Like, there's no, you'd be paralyzed.
Someone can shoot me in the head right now, but guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get right back up, and no one can stop me from reaching my full potential, my full goal of me achieving the best version of myself. Okay.
Yeah. Sigma grind set. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts? Do you think that's like a thing that will help people become their better selves? Or is that?
This is an actual thing. Is the funny part? This is like literally like as much as I, you know, this is gonna sound like a stereotype, but this is literally like word for word stoicism, where it's just like,
yeah,
just pretty much it's just like no one can harm you. Right? Like no harm can come to you unless you let it happen or something like that. And it's like, well, like what if I get shot? And it's like they'd be like, no. No. That bullet, that gun, that guy can't harm you.
Exactly. Like,
I don't know.
What are your thoughts on that, Lily?
I don't know.
I just realized you guys didn't introduce yourselves, but we got Sam here.
Yeah. Lily. No, I think we did.
I don't remember.
Come on.
No, we did. No, we didn't.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Remember, I paused it and then I
yeah, and then we did it again. I said, I'm Sam.
You did?
After you got rid of my awesome joke.
This is going to be edited out. My bad.
No, it's not. We're raw dogging it.
Straight raw dog. Manifestation, Lily.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how important this is? Yeah. I can't believe you're not taking this serious.
No, this is, yeah.
Take notes.
Yeah, actually.
Please.
Look. Manifest destiny, even.
Manifest destiny. Yeah. I thought manifest destiny, wait, is that is that something I'm getting confused about with the people who went to, like, the West and they were on the Oregon Trail?
That's manifest
destiny?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much just, like, whenever...
So my all history the, was right.
Well, it's when all the like Europeans were like, God, we understand the truth and God is the truth and we need to impose that on all of you by any means necessary. You really didn't, but that's what they said.
God told you to conquer this land.
Yeah.
Colonization.
Conquer these nuts.
Okay.
Right. Well, it worked out, obviously, right?
These nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say God.
These nuts and the manifestation of the Western hemisphere.
I'd say it worked out for hemisphere. Yeah, for the white people, yeah.
For everyone.
For them it worked out, yeah.
For them it worked out. I mean, look where California is at right now. Beautiful place, right?
I mean,
for the
weather wise.
If you're not thinking political wise, California's a beautiful place.
It is gorgeous, yes. Yeah. I do want to like visit, but I'd never live there because I'd be homeless probably. There's no way I can make that money.
There's nothing wrong with being homeless, right?
I think it's like a probably didn't manifest enough. You're homeless. You know, you just kind of gave up.
Or you manifested the wrong thing.
Look, listen. Exactly. If you're homeless, it's all a mindset. Like,
it's a mindset. If,
personally, I wouldn't be homeless.
No, dude, actually, like the Twitter group chat I'm in with Billy and Jake and some other people, someone sent a Reddit thread of this guy that was just like basically saying how great it is to be homeless. And he's like, I chose to do this. Oh. He's like, I can live out all my urges. I can like, I was like, it was really bad.
What
like
urges?
Oh, he's like, I can like, I think there was something that was like, I can nut in like anyone I want. Oh. And I was like, okay.
I think you can do that.
What you're not you can, yeah, homeless. You can do that without being homeless.
Don't tell him that.
So in reality, he's making, instead of making like regular babies, well, I'm not saying homeless people aren't regular, but like,
yeah, that's fair.
Instead of making like regular babies, you know, you're making homeless babies.
Yeah.
So you're impregnating a homeless woman.
Yeah.
Or man.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Wait. Hold on. I mean, they could be.
Wait. So.
The mindset.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's 2023 now. I mean, man can get pregnant.
Yeah.
My fault. How dare I just go against the society and. Transgenderism and
I didn't know it was an ism.
whatever it is, I'm sorry. For all you transgenders out there, I'm sorry. And sexual orientations, you guys are.
There you go. Okay. Hey, you're not big enough to get canceled yet.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You're fine.
No, I don't care if I get canceled because that's the point.
Even if they dig it up, just be like, oh, it was forever ago. I've changed.
That's the point of this podcast. I've realized I was afraid to get canceled, but fuck all that because you can't be afraid to get canceled. I'm not saying like outrageous things.
No. Yeah.
Because if I did, then you know,
absolutely,
what goes around comes around.
And that's manifestation,
and that is manifestation, yeah. Right?
Not getting canceled.
Exactly, not getting canceled.
This is exactly the audio they'll clip when you get canceled.
In the world,
and then they'll play the Curb Your Enthusiasm music after.
But yeah, homeless people are people too. Yeah. But yes, they have the freedom to do whatever they want. In reality, yeah, they do.
They kind of do. It's funny, they do kind of have more freedom.
Dude,
honestly,
not financially though.
Yeah, but that's not even freedom. That's still being tied down to like
when you think of mindset, in your mind, you're the richest guy in the world.
That's right.
But it doesn't have to be money. You can be the richest guy ever in drugs, heroin. You can be the richest guy ever in like homeless women or men. Or you can be like the richest guy ever on like bumming people, like bumming money off people. Like that could be a goal. Maybe the homeless world is like a whole world of itself. Maybe I need to interview a homeless guy.
They have like yeah, you should bring them in.
It's like the guy asked me, hey bro, you got a place to sleep? Nah bro, I'm sorry bro.
You have a couch right here?
Nah.
Huge couch.
Oh, couch is taken, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry. So I got another homeless guy just, you know, yeah. Staying the night a couple days. I'm sorry, bro. I got no space for
like,
you, man.
Would it be against your philosophy if you stayed homeless. In a home? He's just like, oh, you're right.
Apartment, dude. Come on, apartment. Oh, reach the limits, bro. Yeah. I know damn well you can live in a mansion if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You don't
want to sleep here. The second you sleep here, you tie yourself down to what you can't achieve.
Don't tie yourself down to an apartment, bro.
You don't want to be like me. Bro.
Don't be like me, bro. You can do better.
He walks back out to like the ice, the freeze. You're right.
And you know what? Speaking of manifestation, do you think manifestation has helped people in their lives? Like, you know, the richest guys in the world, people who came from the ground up, manifestation. Do you think that was a very big, I'd say, what's the words to it?
Factor.
A big factor, yeah.
Yeah.
A big factor in like for them to become successful.
Yeah.
First person I think of is Oprah, okay?
I don't know actually much about her history.
Wow, you're racist.
Yeah,
I cannot believe you.
I can't believe you hate women.
How you're not cultured? Are you? It's Black History Month, bro.
Wait, this month?
Yes, yeah. It is.
I got to text.
And you didn't even know that, bro?
No, I got to text my black friend. I forgot.
Dude, this is...
His name's Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
So, do you think manifestation plays a big role into people's successes.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think somewhat, but also you can't just be out there manifesting and not working, not grinding.
What do you mean?
Like, if you are like, I'm going to be rich one day, and then not do anything about it, I don't think it counts. I don't think it will work.
That's not manifestation, though. That's just thinking.
Okay, what is manifestation? Yeah, let's go back and define.
Manifestation is actually taking action. You think to yourselves, one day I'm going to be the biggest porn star in the world.
Oh, wow.
That's one.
Yeah. And then it's like, what are you going to do about it? That's when manifestation kicks in, right?
What are you going to do about it? Oh, okay.
I'm going to have sex with every guy in the world or every girl in the world.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
That's another manifestation.
Oh, wow.
And then now you start thinking of outlets.
Uh-huh.
How can I get
for
there?
Your sex?
Yeah, exactly. How can I get there to that point?
Right.
Go to the bar?
Interesting.
Well, for a woman, personally, I think it's easier to get a guy at the bar.
Okay.
Or a person at the bar.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I thought you just said for a woman personally. I was like,
no. Me? you know what I fucking meant.
I didn't. No, I think it is to get a guy. Yeah,
right.
We were just talking about this. Like, do you know about any of this Twitch drama that just happened?
Mm-mm.
So this guy on Twitch named Atrioc. He's friends with, like, you know who Ludwig is, like those gamer.
That
realm of Twitch.
Yeah, of course.
He got busted on Twitch because he alt tabbed out of his game and his browser was open. he had a deep fake of Pokimane and another Twitch streamer who are his actual friends and coworkers in real life that he's met in person. And it was like a porn video, it was a deep fake of them. And then he like went up the next day on live on Twitch to do like a classic like influencer apology video. Mm-hmm. And he had his wife next to him. His wife and him were crying.
His wife is crying?
Yes, she had a tissue. She's like...
Just like, I'm so sorry.
He's like, it was an extremely morbid curiosity got the better of me. And it's like...
No, dude.
Bro, just turn on the camera, say, my bad, turn it off.
When people do stuff like that, why do they leave those tabs open when they're streaming?
It's your life. It's your job.
Like...
I don't know. Like he said he went on it late at night, so that means he went on it and then did his thing and then just hit the power button on his computer. I don't know. You're already a psychopath for not closing out of everything before you turn your computer
on. I guess. All right. When he gets caught on stream for that, he's definitely done it more than once.
Absolutely.
So for him to finally get caught on it, it's just that's another thing that's weird. Like,
yeah.
Do people really just pull up porn like that and then just like leave it?
I guess.
I think in this day and age, yeah, I think so.
That's weird.
Yeah, they're just that, like...
They're
that addicted, they just don't care. It's, look, like, that little of a thing to them.
They don't get post-nut clarity. It's like, when I'm done, I'm like, all right, I'm Xing out all tabs. I'm done with all this stuff.
Turn off your NordVPN.
It's like, I'm done with all this. It's like, why do you leave it on?
After... done forever.
Why do you leave it on? It's like... Bro, I don't want to even think about this shit, this stuff, you know?
No, that's...
this dude, is sad.
But I'm
I'm a loser, dude.
I forgot what I was just relating it to, honestly. I already lost a train of thought, but...
Women at bars.
What question did you just ask about...
I said manifestation and how it relates to people's successes.
Then we started talking about something, but... Anyways, yeah, I forgot where I was going to go with it, but the point is that that happened recently. there's some tale in there, you know, metaphor or something.
There's definitely something deep that's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more of like, you got a problem, bro.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, at that point.
So, like, speaking of problems.
Whoa.
All my friends come out, it's an intervention.
What? Your therapist walks in, yeah. Like, hey, yo.
So, you study psychology.
Yeah, you could say that, I guess.
I could say that, yeah. So, say in the future you have... All right, say you want to be a person, like a therapist, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, on a hypothetical level, someone asked you, I got a porn addiction.
Mm.
What would you tell them?
I personally haven't really looked into that much of porn addiction, but...
Regardless.
So I'm a therapist and they come in?
Yes. Like, off the top of your dome, because you never know what's going
to
happen.
I'd probably do what, like, Hank did to Bobby Hill in King of Hill whenever Bobby smoked his cigarette.
Make him watch porn
until he throws up. Make him watch it until he throws up, yeah.
What?
You think that's going to work?
No.
Look,
absolutely
I've
not.
I've met people, like uncles or cousins, who they've got caught smoking cigarettes at a young age.
Yeah.
And their punishment was smoking cigarettes till they threw up.
Yeah, that's right.
In reality, they threw up. But guess what? They still get fucking smoking.
Yeah, that's the problem. So, it's like you get a taste aversion to something you're addicted to.
Exactly.
And it's just like, oh, great. Now
so,
I hate this even more.
So
I
already just didn't throw like up that every I was time. Doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So is it really just building like a person's life of just like regret?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, they come and be like, what is wrong with you? I tell them statistically what small group they belong to in society. I'm like, you're such a part of a small group of people. Everyone else doesn't do this. I'd shame them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a person who's never been through therapy, I definitely fucking need it. I'm gonna lie to you.
Yeah, yeah.
The only kind of experience I've had for therapy was like Sopranos.
Okay.
You know?
Wow.
Guy with mob stories telling his therapist like some really fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Personally, I haven't killed anybody yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wait. Like, well,
he's being realistic.
Yeah. Realistically, okay. I haven't really like. I'm not in a fucking mob, uh-huh. gang, or whatever. Yeah. For me to relate myself to therapy and saying, I'm not on that fucking level. I don't need that shit.
Uh-huh. You don't need therapy?
No.
I need therapy, because you're not...
but not on that fucking level.
Oh, Sopranos level? Oh, you use it as a way to make yourself feel better for not getting therapy?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my god, that is so twisted, dude. Oh my god.
So, like, what are your thoughts on that? Okay.
I think everybody needs therapy.
What are your thoughts on that?
It sounds like you're using something to excuse manifesting therapy, to be honest with you.
Bro. So,
Take action.
Do you believe therapy is something that everybody needs?
Yeah, I mean, I would say yeah. I just feel like there's no reason to not, like, well, actually the reason is that it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you can afford it, like, comfortably, yeah. But also, you need to be... therapy doesn't work unless the patient is actually, like, genuinely willing to, like, make change, too. It really is two-way. So if you don't do anything, like, the patient just doesn't care. It's just nothing. Like, results will not happen.
From outside looking in, you're paying somebody to really just listen to your feelings, right?
You're literally paying someone to tell you, like, don't be sad. But in a really really sneaky way, do these things. But in reality, once you get to the end, once you get to the end of the tunnel, right, you get past your anxiety, whatever, you look back and it's just like, oh, I just was being told to not do this anymore. That's all. Like, that's literally what cognitive behavioral therapy is. They tell you it's like this intricate, you got to put them through like these different ways of like viewing things and thinking and all this stuff. It literally is like that. Just like, oh, you're sad. Have you tried not doing that?
Okay.
Like, that's actually what it boils down to almost.
You probably don't remember this, but you told me one thing that you had a class and it really changed your whole perspective of psychology and, you know, the way your feelings about it. All right.
My philosophy class?
No, you told me that you weren't going to tell me yet. You said another time.
Really?
Yes.
I must be actually really drunk.
Yeah, you were.
I was a lot younger than I thought I was.
You told me, you're like, I had this one class that changed my whole perception on psychology itself and how much of a joke it is.
Okay? Oh, okay, yeah. That's okay. My philosophy class,
so,
yeah.
But you never told me why. Okay. I would love to know that.
Okay.
Do you remember? Like,
yeah, oh, yeah. No, I think about it all the time because it was an earth-shattering, like, it was my last semester, my last, like, literally in December when I graduated.
Yeah.
It was my last philosophy class. I was taking two... I forget what I was taking. It was psychology, philosophy, something else. But it was a social and political philosophy class. My professor was identified as like an anarchist, which honestly is that way of thinking that gets you to like Antifa and like those radical groups where you're just like, well, I need to like incite violence to take everything down so that we can like be better sort of thing, or according to them. But yeah, my professor is basically just like, psychology is, it creates problems that it solves. So it really is just like just putting a Band-Aid over the problem you have, because you have to like, you know, take into account the system we live in, right? Like this very like anxiety inducing, you know, like, oh, can I make rent? Can I like, why, like, you know, plan, like I've been interviewing, like no one's getting back to me. I keep getting rejected, like all this stuff, right? Yeah. It's like literally like the whole system we live in is a perfect concoction to make you just so insecure and like down on yourself. And then you're like, well, I need to go do something about this now. Right. So now you have this problem that was given to you against your control. And then you have to go pay money to fix it. It's just like, oh, that's cool. That's dope. And then if you can't afford it, it's just like, well, yeah, screw you. Like, yeah, it sucks.
Okay.
But it pretty much, you know, if psychology did, like, if it actually tried to better us, it would be very, like, anti-capitalism, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it can't do that because it needs to make money to be a profession. So it has to figure out a way to, like, fit into capitalism, right? So it can't, like, you can't go to a therapist and they'll just be like, have you tried rioting or, I don't know, fixing the system? Like, have you tried, you know, like, all of these changes, you know, like, so, I don't know, they told me that and it just, like, kind of changed my whole view on it, where it's just like, oh, like, a lot of our problems come from understanding ourselves, mm-hmm. and then we need to fix those problems with ourselves. It's almost, like, circular in a weird way.
So, in reality, it's, like, contradicting from capitalism to kind of our spiritual selves.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, honestly, psychology doesn't even, like, address the spiritual self anymore, yeah. which is hilarious to me because that's what it was based off of. But it was like the, I think it was like Wilhelm Wundt, the like first like OG like Western German psychologist, was the guy who said problems of the body or problems of the mind or problems of the body, and mind used to mean like spirit, like literally related to like something like God or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was the first one to be like, that doesn't exist, so it's all our body. So a lot of people are like, well, maybe he's onto something, because there's a lot of stuff we can't explain.
Yeah.
And so if we just admit that instead of trying to solve everything, maybe we could all like feel a lot better. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's from a perspective of a guy who doesn't believe in a higher being.
I think so. Yeah.
So I guess that kind of changes the perspective of it. Say you get somebody who, like a professor who believes in religion or a higher being that studies psychology, you probably get a whole different meaning.
Oh, absolutely. That, right? Yeah. It really does boil down to like who you're.
Fuck that guy.
Yes. No, that dude actually sucks. Yeah. A lot of the old dude, like a majority of the old, cocaine prescribed or Freud prescribed cocaine. That's like a famous to his patients. And he was like, and then he published actual articles saying like this drug works. And then he didn't, yeah, it's a hell of a drug. He didn't wait like 2 weeks for them to come back and be like, I feel worse than when I took it. He's like, oh no. And he got ridiculed. A lot of them were pretty awful people. They started like a gentleman's club in college, at a certain university where like only like male psychologists could be a part of it. Like women couldn't, mm-hmm. you know? So psychology is actually like embedded in this non-progressive background.
So in a way, it's like psychology is something that's in the reins of, it's a bold statement,
yeah.
religion.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it is,
there's
yeah.
so much, I don't want to say controversy, but there's so many ideas within psychology that it's like also within like something like religion, you mm-hmm. know? There's so many different points, mindsets, and ways of people that they think. Because, I mean, psychology is all about, like, the way people think,
right? Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's so many, like, there's so many different kind of things that goes on between the two.
Yeah.
There's really never, like, a specific one straight answer.
No, yeah, you know? Never. Yeah, but, like, we like to think that our science gives us some objective answer, yeah. which is the problem, is saying, like, oh, we've got it figured out. And then you come back and you're like, it wasn't anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm gonna end it all. You're like, oh no. Like, here, take this pill.
So oh, okay. What do you think could make therapy or psychology something very super helpful for everybody?
I mean, I think it is. It has it so that sort of like earth shattering moment my professor told me about psychology was like, it's definitely very like eye-opening, but it was also, it's important to realize that, you know, psychology, that things sort of create problems so that we, it's not a means to an end, or it is a means to an end. I forget how that definition works, but either way, it's like, it creates things to solve so that it can be a, it can like function in a capitalist economy. So it can be like self-sufficient and make money and make us a living. So I think in that way, unfortunately, like we're going to have problems like anxiety and depression or like whatever caused from whatever system we live in. So we do need those band-aids as much as that sucks. It's just like, if we're going to keep doing this, we need psychology to like fix us at least temporarily until we die pretty much is like how it works. But I don't know, to make it better would be like, it's kind of tough. I think a lot of it has to do with maybe going back more towards like philosophy more than anything, honestly, just like more kind of inclusive and thinking, like welcoming different things rather than just like, this is a hard science sort of thing. Like, but if you do that, then you don't make money off of it. So
now I think of it, it's like, you really can't make it a hard science just because, I've had a couple of philosophy classes that I've taken for like gen ed or whatever.
Yeah.
And what I've learned through it is like, if you try to really match it with like capitalism or, you know, how the world is, it's not really going to work out. Yeah. Like for me, I've had like that Buddhism background where we're pretty much letting ourselves go from the world of like monetary, like anything monetary to us, like money, number one, money, or, you know, the way, like the stuff that we worry about, we're letting go of all of that and putting ourselves into a state where we care about, number one is like living.
Yeah.
In a way of like eating enough to where we can survive and doing enough to where we can survive, but also keeping that tranquility to where we're at peace with ourselves and we are content and happy with our beings at the moment, at the time we're at now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like me, like I've been exposed. Like I used to go to Sunday school. I've had this in my past podcast. I went to Sunday school. I still believe in God.
Yeah.
I love God.
Same.
There's definitely a higher being that is there, because we can never answer all of the fucking questions in our lives, right? But with the Buddhism aspect is it's like we're at peace with ourselves. We have to be happy with ourselves. But there's definitely somebody bigger that is creating all of this, and everything happens for a reason.
Exactly, so
that's where I'm really at. I'm definitely fighting demons now.
Yeah. Like, you know? I mean, we all are. Like, I mean, I am all the time. Yeah.
Some people are fighting bigger demons than we are now, you know? And it's definitely something that when people feel bad or people feel sad, it's more of where we're at now and kind of like we're just trying to figure it out. But sometimes people shouldn't just not really figure it out. Like, stop trying to figure stuff out and kind of just live in the moment and like do, you know?
Yeah. That, there's a new, like, it's called positive psychology and it's relatively new, but it's basically like exactly that. It's just teaching like mindfulness.
Yeah.
So like not even really yoga, but like meditation, like sitting there with your thoughts and yourself in like complete silence. And you'll, when you first do it, you'll think you're going insane. That's what I did. My therapist told me to do that, and it was this video I followed along.
Yeah.
And I started doing it where I was like sitting there and just like listening to myself. And it was a point in my life where I was like super, like anxiety was terrible, like absolutely horrendous. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have schizophrenia. I was like, I'm losing it. My life's going to crumble down. It's all going to end. Like all these horrible thoughts. But like after you keep doing it over and over and you commit to it, like genuinely, you notice like a lot. There's some real results you notice. It's super, super nice.
Yeah. There's some things that I still find in myself, because even though like, I was a monk, I am like Buddhist and whatever. I used to meditate a lot because my grandma would force me to.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll ruin it.
No.
You're forced to.
It never really ruined it for
me. Oh, okay. Good.
But like without her now, her presence now, like forcing me to meditate and find my like spiritual self, I kind of lost it, you know?
Yeah.
Because when I did meditate, like I know all the chants.
Oh, nice.
Which I will tell you off record.
Please. Yeah.
You definitely feel a sense of tranquility. And even though I never really understood, because no one really understands like the meanings of what I'm really saying in the chants.
Yeah.
It's different, you know?
Yeah.
It's something that people aren't really exposed to as well.
Not really.
Being a monk in America is a lot different than being a monk in, say, Southeast Asia or South Asia, like India, where it originated from, right? Because all the chants that I've learned is pretty much, because Buddhism is based off of India. Like, mm-hmm. I know Hinduism and Buddhism is, like, something that originated from that area.
Yeah.
And the language itself is not what really people understand, but it's something that people say, and when they say it, it does something to
them. It does. It, no, it seriously does. That's what, like, the video my therapist, I was going to say prescribed me, but it's so weird. It's literally a YouTube video.
He sent you the link, and he's like, that'll be $200. Yeah,
exactly. No, the one I do is from the yogis, I think, which is in, like, rooted in India, I believe. I don't know the history to all of that. I've been meaning to look it up, but ever since I fixed my anxiety, I've been procrastinating a whole lot, so.
Yeah.
I'll get to it at some point.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, there's, I've told Lily this. I was like, after I'm done doing my, like, it's like 30 minutes in the morning after you wake up. After I'm done, like, you lay on the mat, and I promise you, it feels like I'm on drugs. It's insane.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. It feels like, it's just the weirdest feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I could just, like, I don't know, it's weird. It's like I'm asleep, but I'm awake. It's like, I'm just so, like.
So you're tired.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, I probably am tired, but, like. I don't know. It's, I can't explain it. It's literally just like an experience thing.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to do it and see if it's, you know, how you feel.
That's awesome to hear, dude.
Yeah. It's super nice.
All right. We're at a halftime point right now, and nice. We will definitely get back to you after commercial break. All right. Back from the break. So, one thing that's been on my mind is the use of, for example, ChatGPT. Or even, like, what are your thoughts on AI kind of taking over our lives in a way of not that really dramatic, but you know how there's, like, bots or AI that will write essays for us, write music for us, things like that. When do you put the foot down and be like, this is enough? When are we going to start figuring out things for ourselves?
I think we figured out everything for ourselves, and it got us to AI. And then it's just like, I talk to Lily about this all the time, and she gets so annoyed by me, but I really like, I mean, I guess as most people don't really like the whole AI stuff, it's kind of just like, it would make sense if we could implement it, because people get fired from their jobs because of it, right? I mean, that's just how it is. You get fired because some robot is doing what, you know, you've been doing. It's Google Mapsing or something, like, whatever it is. But I think that, like, I don't know, if whenever we got fired, like, we had a safety net, is what I'm saying. Like, if things, like, I'd love to implement AI if I knew that I would live after losing my job. Like, that's pretty much what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, because otherwise it's just like, cool, this thing's doing what I've, like, studied, you know, put myself in debt for, and, like, studied for, like, you know, 4+ years, and now I lost to it. Yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, all right, when you think of most inventions, or a lot of the inventions that have been invented, right, it's all from people that are lazy. For example, the washing machine. People didn't want to fucking wash their own clothes, so guess what they fucking invented, right? Something that does it for them. So are you thinking that we're just at a point in time to where it's going to get to that point where we're not having to do anything for ourselves? Have you ever seen the game Detroit Become Human?
Oh, yeah.
That really changed my perspective, especially as a young kid, right?
Yeah.
Where, well, one day have a bot that will help us in everything that we need to do, but at the end of the day will ruin people who work blue collar jobs.
Yeah.
Or maybe anything, like, simple that a bot can do, right?
Yeah.
So thinking of that, you know, like, it'll eventually get to that point.
I think it's dope.
Maybe not to that extreme, but yeah.
Oh, no, I think it's safe to only go to extremes that nowadays, to be honest with you. I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah?
Like, oh, yeah, like, you know, the classic stereotype of, like, dude, have you read 1984 by George Orwell? It is, like, a perfect description of how we're living today. Like, it's just, you know, Big Brother's watching. Like, it is, unfortunately. So, like, all those dystopian books, movies, whatever, like, I think it's safe to just be, like, how are things now? How were they? You know, like, Mark Zuckerberg was literally trying to get us into the Matrix.
Yeah.
But he couldn't design a virtual reality environment better than, like, Valve at Steam could. Mm-hmm. So everyone's like, oh, wait, I'm not funding this. This is awful. Yeah. Like,
you know what's really even more deep to think about? The fact that 100 years ago, we were fighting World War II.
Yeah.
All right?
Wow.
Not, yeah. Maybe 80 years ago.
Yeah. Okay?
But, like, maybe, like, 200 years ago, we were, like, Civil War, slavery times.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, we haven't been on the earth for very long to, like, so a time for us to be here.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, why couldn't I have been born when everything's already kind of, like, figured out, you know?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. <know?
laughs> Like, when you think about it, we really haven't been, like, literally 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the first iPhone came out.
Wow.
Smartphones were a fucking thing, right? Before that, it was a little... The phone with the little antenna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or it was, like, wired into your car. Yeah. If you could spend, like, millions of dollars exactly. on a car.
And to think how far we have came from that point of time.
Yeah.
We really haven't been on this earth for very long.
No.
To get to this point. Because remember how back in the day, what is it called? The Jetsons?
Yeah.
When they thought we would have flying cars by now. Yeah. You know? And that's not really going to be possible. We just have electric ones.
Yeah.
So, like, thinking that we're not really that too far in our timeline.
No.
Like, this is the early stages.
So. No. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's climate change scientists
climate
that have
change.
That. Yeah. No. I just think of this because if you look at, like, the history of humans through, like climate science, it's like we're still very early on in just everything. But I think that, like, technology, AI... It's all just like, I feel like it's just something we make that it doesn't get us anywhere. It just obviously makes things more convenient or efficient. Mm-hmm. It's nothing new. It's just like, it doesn't really benefit or add anything, in my opinion, at least.
When is it going to get to the point where...
There needs to be like a breakthrough. Like, I think sentient AI... I think that's probably the breakthrough, but then that's, like, terrifying.
Yeah, because then we will lose everything to computers.
Exactly.
I feel like the only breakthrough we really had in our lifetimes would have to be smartphones, right?
Yeah.
At least that's what we really realized.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. That is, like, the thing. Yeah, that has changed, yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of, like, people who are in school now, like high school or, like, middle school, like, TikTok, big thing. When we were growing up in middle school or high school, like, yeah, we had our phones, cool, whatever.
It was iFunny.
Maybe, yeah, we had, like, Facebook.
Oh, I forgot about iFunny.
I didn't.
Like, Tumblr.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things like that. But now, like, TikTok is, like, really changing that aspect. Like, I wish I had fucking TikTok in high school.
Actually, yeah.
Maybe I might be fucking famous.
I was about to say, we could all be making
it's
so much money.
It's never too late to start.
We could have a hype house.
Right, I would love a hype house.
Dude, I'd love one of those.
A hype apartment. Yeah, hype Let's apartment. Be realistic.
I have one bedroom.
Speaking of that, though, off topic.
External washer dryer.
I had a gaming clan.
Mm.
Okay?
What'd you call it group? Drop the clan.
You know FaZe?
Yeah. Okay. You were with FaZe?
No. I dreamed about being in FaZe. That's before gaming was like... A thing.
I
you
did
know?
Too, yeah. In Call of Duty.
I started a sniping clan with my buddies. It's called Styles. Okay.
Oh, that's a nice name.
And I started the YouTube channel. Like, we had, like, our good ass players, you know, we had our trash ass players who would never ever see the day of light in content. But, like, I really wanted to build this thing.
Yeah.
And personally, at that time I was maybe like 12 or 13 or 14 years old. Never really see where it could really get me.
Yeah.
I wish I pushed a little bit harder.
Exactly.
Because I fucking love that shit.
Dude.
Because we had the talent to do so.
Yes. This is why I just told Lily this the other day. I was like, I wish my parents like wanted me to do more YouTube stuff. Like gave me the equipment and stuff because
with
I could
Beyblade?
Be famous.
Yeah.
I do have a Beyblade YouTube channel. One of the videos actually has like... It was like 40,000 views or something. I made it so long ago.
I was a 2K YouTuber. Like NBA 2K. I got views in the UFC.
A strong community. Yeah.
Yes. I had a pretty good community.
Yeah.
But I was just for fun, you know?
Yeah.
So I really wish I pushed that harder because...
Same.
Styles dude, playing. Like,
dude, especially right now. Big. Like, esports right now, no one's talking about it, which is why it also just makes so much money, but like the money in that is insane. If you can like actually get a team going sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily be a part of a team, but like own a team. That'd be crazy.
I'd say a few years ago, it was a lot bigger.
Yeah.
I know that this year, it's slowed down a lot just because the hype has gone down a lot, right?
Right.
And there's definitely a lot of potential to kind of increase that hype again.
Yeah.
But in a way of just creating more content. Because mm-hmm. in a way, like, we have, like, that serious content that, you know, there's just good people that are playing, right?
Yeah.
But there's also, I think, what really drives people to, like, enjoy the content is having interactive, funny,
absolutely
cool content.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
That's what gets people going. Other than even, like, gaming, like, in a regular retrospect, TikTok has a million fucking cooks.
Yeah.
People making food, yeah. Right? But the people who really, like, pop off are the ones that are very original. Yes. They got that personality.
Yeah. Or completely sell out.
Yeah.
And, like, steal people's content.
And I would
those
do that.
Two people. No, oh, same. Oh.
I would do that.
There was a point in time when I was younger, like 17, 18, where I'd watch those YouTubers who were like, this guy's stealing content. I'd be like, no, that's awful. And now I'm like, I will do that without thinking. I need to make money.
As long as
I need to live.
Because it's funny because I watched a clip literally today. Carlos Mencia,
yeah.
The comedian.
Yeah.
There's a clip of Joe Rogan calling him out for stealing jokes.
Nice.
And what Joe Rogan admitted was, yeah, you're fucking stealing jokes. You're a piece of shit. But in reality, you're stealing those jokes, but you're definitely making it a lot more entertaining than what other people have said, even though you're still a piece of shit.
I mean, did he steal me? That's funny. You suck, but, like, dang, it's good.
So, stealing content, I guess, on a, like, social media aspect, steal it, but be smart about it.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Just go above and beyond.
No, I'm being hyperbolic.
Above and beyond.
Yes. I think that, like, taking a trend and, you know, evolving it in whatever way, or, like, being very meta and making fun of it in yourself, you know, or something, like creating a cooking channel and committing to a bit for, like, 4 years and then being like, I'm kidding. It's all a joke.
The hardest thing is, like, I've made some cooking videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
But coming up with something outrageous and, like, ridiculous.
To cook?
Not to cook, but
I was like, I could think of a lot of stuff.
In a way of to just make it ridiculous.
Oh.
That's different from a normal cooking video. That's the hard part. Because you think of How to Basic. You know How to Basic?
Mm.
Where he's just wasting food.
Classic, yeah.
But he works at a grocery store, so he's, like, using all the waste that the grocery store already has, right?
Beautiful.
And it's just something that's not ever really seen before, because I remember watching How to Basic as a kid.
Yeah, I'm like, eggs? That's genius!
So I think some things I've seen that people have done nowadays is, like, use themselves as the bigger picture and then kind of go from there. Or maybe another thing is I follow this guy who really has a focus on music, and he's more of, like, the indie, like the R&B chill vibes, where he would have, like, a record player playing, like, some chill vibes while he's cooking food.
That's a good point, yeah.
And it's simple, because the one thing that he really does different is the fact that he'll show a video or, like, a clip of him rolling a joint, and he'll smoke a joint in his house cooking food, and it's, like, cool. This guy's fucking cool.
Yeah.
This guy's chill. And he's cooking food, and he makes enough just for himself to eat that one little plate of food that he made.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what's original and cool about him, because I haven't really seen somebody that's done that
before.
You
know what would be a really good idea, though, is if you do that, right?
Smoke meth?
Yes. Replace the weed with methamphetamine. No. You smoke weed, you cook, you create, like, a chill sort of similar thing to him, but then, like, I don't know, like, 403 videos in, you drop your blunt in the, like, pot, and just this one video, you freak out, and you lose your mind, you throw your pot across your apartment, and you're just, like, putting holes in things, and, like, losing it, and then the next video is after, just normal again. That's a good account right there.
400 videos.
Yes. Yeah, because then you get a committed fan base of, like, this is so chill, bro. And then it's just like, oh!
Shock factor.
Yeah, exactly. Juxtaposition.
Shocking factor. It's like, we've learned this.
It's like your whole life, your whole life, you've actually been living on the edge. And then you dropped your blunt, and it was, like, the last one for the month that you could afford.
Dude, that would honestly
get
some fucking views.
That's what I'm saying.
So, how do you do that when you're, like, not even hitting yet, you know?
What do you mean?
You're just started.
And you're just started?
Yeah.
Like just post the same thing?
Consistency is a huge, yeah, because
you can't freak out every video, right?
No. You just started. Well, it depends. There's plenty of... I've put too much thought into this. I mean, you have to create a character and just kind of commit to a bit for however long, I guess. It needs to be like genuinely believable to where someone scrolls through it on TikTok and they're like, that's just another crazy person.
You heard of Stale Cracker before?
Yeah. I don't know who it is, though. I don't know
the name. He goes, put that on a crack-a-doo.
Yeah. Yeah. On yawn powder.
And it was funny. What's funny is he plays that character so well.
Yeah.
But in reality, no one really knows like how he is on the outside,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I know this. I found this news article where he's actually a cop.
No way.
And he got busted for a drunk driving.
Oh.
See, now when I say commit to the bit, I mean whenever you're filming TikToks. I don't mean this go guy, outside of your
this,
life.
This guy is fully committed, bro. He got busted for drunk driving. And he's a cop.
Imagine getting pulled over by him, and you're like, Stale Cracker, and he's like, I put the throws up in your car.
He's just that ticket on the crack.
Get out of the car, put your hands on your back.
Dude. That's money, dude.
That's money, dude. He pours boiling hot crawfish on your lap. Stop resisting, dude. No. Get out of the car. Messed up, man.
I guess that works if you find the right character.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
All right, for being an Asian guy,
yeah,
the only character that I could really play is a Ching Chong.
No, you don't have to do that.
I gotta wear a rice hat. Oh my god. I gotta start saying like Ching Chong and gotta start playing some Asian tunes in the back.
Yeah, if you want to attract like a very 40-year-old white upper middle class family.
Oh.
That's to reinforce their worldview.
The gimmick, dude.
I mean, you're not like, dude, yeah.
I gotta be a fob, fresh off the boat Asian guy.
Oh my god.
Have you ever watched that show, Fresh Off the Boat?
Yes, I have.
So good.
Really?
It is good, yeah. It is good. The thing is, all right, now more off topic, but Asians representation in movies and shows, yeah, has always been the guy who couldn't fucking speak English, all right? So I'm happy to see that nowadays Asians are getting more representation.
Yeah, you do think it's a lot better.
Fucking characters, yeah, okay? Because it's always easy to be the FOB Asian guy, yeah, who's fucking not very understanding of English and runs a convenience store and tells black people, what is it called? Look, don't buy or some bullshit, yeah, like, yeah, that. Yep. You know what I'm talking about?
Or like in A Christmas Story. I think about this all the time because I'm white. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that. I come from a white family. We used to watch like the vacation movies. Mm-hmm. Very middle class white thing to do, in my opinion. And A Christmas Story as well. I mean, obviously anyone can watch these movies. I'm just saying like on average, you know. But in A Christmas Story, have you seen it?
No, I've seen a lot of Christmas movies.
I don't even want to quote it.
You caught it.
Okay. You give me permission?
Yes.
Have you seen the Nathan For You sketch?
No.
Oh, you know what that is, though?
Nathan For You, I don't know.
Okay, really quick, really brief, like, tangent here. There's an episode where he's doing valet parking, mm-hmm, for a nail salon, but they're all Asian owned.
Yeah.
And all the white women that come in are, like, clearly, like, racist and bigoted because they're, like, the Asian person's going to park their car. And Nathan noticed that their reaction was, like, you know, the stereotype, like, they can't drive my car, right? Oh. And so Nathan's like, I'm going to hire a stunt driver woman who's Asian and, like, whip their car around to park it. But he's like, she's very Americanized. And so he's like, I need you to sound more Asian. And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, can I give you an example? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, you'll let me do it. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. And he just does, like, the most offensive Asian accent to her. And he almost breaks character. And then she's like, oh, okay. Like, awful thing.
Dude, that reminds me of a Tom Segura clip. And he gets, you heard of sushi shaming.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
You go to a sushi restaurant, you order too much. And then the Asian lady goes, all that for you?
Oh, no.
No.
No. Oh, dude.
He does the accent too, though. He does it with Bobby Lee.
Oh, so okay, wait.
It makes it less like racist, well, but more funny.
Bobby Lee says yes to everything, though.
But But the Asian lady goes, "All that for you? You eat too much. You eat too much."
No, like, dude. That's okay. Well, okay. In a Christmas story,
okay.
It's Christmas. They don't have a turkey, or something happens to their turkey. I don't remember, but I think the dogs ate it or something. And they go to, like, the only thing that's open is, like, an Asian restaurant.
Yeah.
And they go in there, and they don't have turkey. They have, like, duck, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
And they serve them duck, and they're singing fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, but they're replacing the L's with R's.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
And it's like, as a kid with my family, I'm like, and then I grow up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was like, that's so awful. Like...
Oh my gosh.
So anyways, yes, I think that it's definitely gotten better, but I, you know, do you still see situations where you're like, oh, come on? Like in new movies?
Not as much, no. Yeah. I remember, have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
Yes. Oh.
And they go to Vietnam and they go, they get like the Vietnamese prostitutes and then they go, me so horny.
What?
Love you long time. To like the soldiers, that was their character, dude. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Me so horny. Me love you long time.
That's disgusting.
It's not. It's funny, but like,
yeah, it's hilarious.
It's funny, but it's fucked up.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I meant. Disgusting. Like, there's a book called Black Skin, White Masks.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the guy's first name, but his last name's Fanon, and it's basically about that. It's like. Is African American. He might live in France, but he basically goes to a movie theater. This is big book about like seeing a version of you portrayed in a film or in society, but it's not you. But everyone thinks it's you, and so they expect you to behave like that. And if you try to behave, you know, how you want to behave, like normal yourself, they're like, "What's wrong with you?" You know, and it's that sort of thing.
There's so many movies like that because I remember I watched a Chris Rock movie. I forgot what it was called, but basically he was like a comedian in the movie, and he was like a failing comedian. He was not very good, and then he dies. Okay, so when he dies, he has the option. I know there's like this this guy from the mobster movies. He's like the angel. Okay, and he basically tells
white?
Yeah, he's a he's an Italian white guy, and he tells him to pick a body.
Think about that.
So the body he gets is an old white rich billionaire who's like the biggest piece of shit in the world, right? So basically when he gets his body, he's an old white rich bitch billionaire, okay? But he's a black guy inside. So he acts really like black, where he loves like, you know, hip hop music. He just doesn't act the same. And some people start seeing him as like a weird guy, like, but then most of his staff that is like working for his mansion, like his maids and stuff, are all like Mexican, Latina, or like Latino, like Mexican people, right? And he basically starts treating them really good.
Yeah.
And then
like a human.
Yeah, like a human. Yeah. He starts paying them well. And you kind of see that contradiction, like this old rich white bitch motherfucker is now a good guy.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. But the problem with that though is that like a lot of I'll just sit, like white people will see that movie and be like,
they would hate it
because they'd see it.
It's more of a black movie.
They wouldn't get the meaning of it.
Yeah,
they would see it and be like, "That's so funny," and it's like, "No, you're the problem."
Right?
like exactly. You need to change.
And like they don't realize that because I know that most of the movie is like this guy. He's in this white man's body.
Yeah,
he's still chasing his love, and it's a black woman.
Yeah,
and it's like
that's blasphemous.
It's like how's this black woman falling in love with this old rich white guy who doesn't fit the description of like, you know, the community and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So you kind of see like in that way, like race is like, has always been a part of movies that we never realized.
That's why I want to get my PhD in is related to like race, ethnicity.
Yeah.
Because I honestly see it as like, if we could wake up one day and like get, you know, get over this racism thing, whatever that means or looks like, I think that like, so many solutions would follow from that.
Okay, well, when you speak of that, though, I know a lot of people get offended when, you know, have you seen, like, a lot of the posts nowadays where it's the Super Bowl, where it's going to be the first time in Super Bowl history where the starting quarterbacks are white. or not white, black.
I was like, oh, wow. That's you. First time, about time.
First time in Super Bowl history where the quarterbacks are black.
Wow.
And
first time,
there's
really?
There's always the comment where, why you got to make this about race? There's just two good athletes doing good.
But is
that contradiction? It's like, if you don't bring it up, then people don't really know and kind of like react to like the different times that we're in now. But then if we don't say anything, then it's like,
it's racism is stronger when you don't address it.
Yeah.
There's like teaching colorblindness is something that's popular in like upper middle class, like very gentrified white family areas that I was born in.
The Woodlands, Texas. The Woodlands,
Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically just saying like, oh, we're all human. We're all the same. We all have, there's a lot of problems that follow that, because it's like, oh, we all have equal opportunity. We all blah, 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 blah.
And I don't
it's
see like, color.
Yeah, I don't see color is the famous thing where it's like, that's really nice that you have the privilege to not see color, because like, if you're not white, you have to go every single day of your life thinking about, your skin, everything, and every store you go into, every instance you go into. And a lot of time, you know, I don't want to speak for people, but there's a lot of masking too, like putting on a white mask to just get by in something. Just be like, I'm cool, I'm chill.
I guess it's different because where I grew from, small town, country folks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Country folks, there's definitely the bad ones.
Yeah.
But in reality, we don't talk about race.
Yeah.
It's an Asian guy.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the day, we're cool with each other.
Yeah.
But it's not something we bring up.
Exactly. Okay? Yeah.
And that's where like the kind of like the contradiction go into. Where for me personally, the Asians were the minorities of the population. There was not a lot of black people, Mexican people, Asians were the minorities, and there was like 96% white people. Mm. And I've always saw myself as a regular person. I mean, as I should, right?
Yeah.
A regular person who's not like, I'm Asian, but I'm more of just a human being. And that's most of people in my town that, like, that's how everyone saw each other. Just a person.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And I never saw myself as that minority Asian guy.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's different.
Yes, absolutely. That's the problem with, I mean, so race is to get all, like, stereotypical, like, college kid, it's a social construct, right? Mm-hmm. It literally, like, it was made to justify slavery. Because white Europeans were like, oh, we can just enslave these people. We can just take these people and enslave them. And then it's like, oh, well, I guess we need to justify this. Let's just create race and say, like, you know, they're lesser because of this characteristic. So now we can enslave them. And then that's gotten us to where we are now, to where it's like, you know, the argument is like, do we address it or do we not? And it's like, well, you have to address it, because if you don't, it's a lot more like powerful when you just don't address racism. It's just, that's where like how it thrives for the most part. But then also like everyone wants to be treated the same. Everybody wants to be treated like a human, but we've created this thing that prevents us from treating each other the same.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. It's a problem with so many different things
where
it's like, it's a huge systemic thing is the main problem, where it's like you have to fix a lot of stuff with the system in order to overcome that.
I guess cities definitely have that kind of different mindset of like how things should be done. But towns, I think most towns kind of just have it right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Not speaking for Lily. I know Lily had a bad experience. Yeah.
In a town.
In a town. That's the one you told
me about. Yeah. Where
what was that story?
I was like getting burgers in this like really small town, and these white guys walk in, and they were like, they looked at me and they were like, I didn't know they started serving sushi here. Like,
yeah, dude, if I was dating her at the time, I would have got my ass kicked.
No, me personally though, if someone said, listen here, I've never had that kind of interaction in my life.
Yeah.
People have never really done that for me because I think it's just because I always brush it aside. Okay. If someone ever said that to me, I would have been like, oh shit, for real? I thought this was Panda Express, bro. My fucking fault.
Look.
And then they probably would have laughed.
You know? I thought about it, but I was in the master's program at the time. I was like, is this worth getting kicked out for? Like, is it really? No. Like,
I would. That's the last thing in my mind. Like, master program? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's more of like this interaction between this guy and me.
Yes. Yeah.
And I would have just made it. I would have just brushed it off as a joke, because when it does get serious though, that's when I get really mad.
Uh huh.
And for me, people have known me as a really chill kind of person, mm-hmm. right? And people don't really see me as mad. But when I am mad, I don't think you guys want to see that. But when I am mad, though, I am a different fucking person.
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
I will go off on that motherfucker. Yeah. I will punch him. I don't care if I get my ass beat.
Yeah.
Because it's mindset.
Okay. Yes, but
exactly. You never actually get your ass beat.
Going back. But me being a different, when I'm mad, I'm a different motherfucking person. Like,
yeah.
Okay, it's different though. I'm like a girl. Like I can't beat someone up.
That's the problem.
If he hits the woman, you should be getting some money.
That's true as well. Yeah.
I guess I didn't think about it.
Like, no, that's true. You pull that.
Scare money, don't make money.
No, that's what I told her. I've never been in a fight before, and I know that if I did get into a fight, I'd get my ass kicked, no matter who it is. Thank you, man.
Sam is 5'7".
Can we edit that out? All
right. Can you fix that in post?
I'm most likely going to get my ass kicked. I'll just, okay. But if I was there and that happened, this is part of the problem too. This is where that stereotype comes from, where it's just like white people are making, like white people trying to solve racism are making, is making racism more of a thing than it is, right? Mm-hmm. That's like another problem with it. And it just seems like there's no... You get very nihilistic. You get very much like, there's no hope. There's no way out. There's no blah, 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 blah. But I don't know. I do see one day that we're going to get past it eventually. But anyways, my point is that I would have gotten my ass kicked. Like, no joke, I would have stand up and smashed a chair over that dude's head. Like, without thinking.
No. This is three huge guys.
Oh, I know.
Guys.
That's why I said I would have got my ass kicked.
They ain't bulletproof.
You got to use your brain sometimes.
They ain't bulletproof.
I do. Yeah, they ain't bulletproof. That's right. Are they knife-proof, too? I would have done I would have taken a bite of steak, and then take the knife and just...
I would thought it was... I always take everything as a joke.
He's dead.
Maybe it's a bad thing, maybe it's a good thing, because...
No, I think that's...
I always try to make a funny situation out of something that's not funny.
That's what Freud would call the most intricate defense mechanism.
Yeah. Humor? Coping mechanism.
Humor that's what he said was like the most... The defense mechanism, he was actually spot on. A lot of stuff he's wrong, but those were he's pretty good on. He said humor was like the most complicated one. Because there's a lot involved there. It's just like not taking things seriously.
I think it's bad because there's one time where this guy was just really being just really bad. And one of my friend's dad was saying, like, you were smiling the whole time. In reality, I wasn't smiling. Like, I was smiling, but like...
You were thinking like... You were envisioning how to murder him.
I'm going to kick this guy's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
People would never know how I fucking...
Yeah.
Maybe it's a dangerous thing. But yeah. Like, I was smiling the whole time, but in reality, like, I was going to kick this guy's fucking ass.
Yeah.
And did you?
That's the problem.
Almost did.
Yeah.
Didn't do it, though. I'm better than that.
I think that you've made it as a white person when you've physically fought for racism.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, that concludes the episode. I honestly wanted to make this longer, but no one wants to listen to a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Maybe.
But maybe.
Yeah. Next time.
Yeah.
Definitely had some very interesting and engaging thoughts tonight.
Very much.
And even though we may not have been on topic, that doesn't fucking matter because
this
is good for nothing and we're all pieces of shit.
Absolutely. Yes.
Bye, sisters.
Bye, sisters.
All right. Feel free to drop your socials because I know this is not going to be the last time you guys are on the podcast.
Oh.
Okay, my TikTok handle is SAMULYUNG. I haven't uploaded in a long time.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My Instagram is LILZPHAM.
Yes. And I really appreciate y'all coming on this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
This was a very enjoying conversation.
Yes.
And
fruitful.
Go fucking shotgun some beers.
Okay.
Let's go shotgun some beers, bud.
All right, pal.
I'm about to go take a mad shitter on the toilet. Oh, God. All right, later, guys.